But, you know, on a personal note, there was an upside to the Texas A&M Iowa State broadcast on Saturday.
And that was?
Well, our good friend Brad Sham was free and available to do the game.
I thought that was him across the court.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Which, of course, means that those pesky post-regular season NFL playoff games were plaguing the Dallas Cowboys.
That Cowboy paycheck has finished up for old Brad for the year.
He's freed up a little bit.
He and Reed Geddes were over there rubbing elbows.
You said... The one good thing that came out, and I'm glad you said the broadcast.
Yeah, that's what I said, the broadcast.
There's nothing good in the gym.
No. There were.
Well, the dance team, but but then you're just a creepy old man. So.
TV didn't sound like much energy there from the tip off to the end. Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but it's pretty apparent Reed Geddes doesn't like the Aggies and really never has.
Well, never has.
Ever since he used to clunk off free throws when he was playing for the Cougars. But I think he said, generally, just to paraphrase what he said the shooting of the Texas A&M basketball team today isn't even the worst thing. It's their effort. I went, really? Wow. Why don't you tell us how you really feel? But anyway, that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
We'll just keep moving along. Interesting stories today about, I don't know if you know, the final college football championship game is today.
Yeah, it is.
You mentioned that.
It's tonight. Uh-huh.
Oh, the non-conference matchup between two SEC teams?
That'd be the one.
That's right. The game where LSU has to prove one more time they're the best?
You know, the cleanup crew at the Superdome has been ultra busy, you know, if you think about it, here for the last few days.
Yeah, they had a game the day before yesterday.
Had to do that playoff game, and, you know, what was that all about? I mean,
Of course, the cleanup crew at the Superdome, they've pretty much had their big challenge for the decade, haven't they?
There's somebody sitting there going, yeah, this ain't nothing.
I guess anything after that little storm would be a minor cleanup.
I'd say it wasn't the storm that caused all the damage at the Superdome.
No, it was the
people that they put in the Superdome.
Right. Yeah, the storm itself blew off some tiles. Yeah, that's right.
You want to hear cleanup? I'll tell you cleanup.
Sit down. I'll talk to you about cleanup.
Minhee Cho is the communications manager for a public internet journalism site called ProPublica. Picked up a pizza from a New York Papa John's store on Friday night. She noticed they'd gotten her name wrong on the receipt.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, really wrong, as a matter of fact. Minhee Cho tweeted, "Hey, at Papa John's. Just FYI, my name isn't Lady Chinky Eyes," end quote.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The tweet accompanied by a photo of the offensive sales slip. Nearly 500 retweets later, Papa John's announced on Twitter and Facebook that it had fired the employee responsible for the remark. Okay. How about free pizza for life for Mindy?
Wonder if we'll hear anything from Better Ingredients. He talks like this.
Yes, he does. Yes. Better he is.
Noise the crap out of
him. Yeah,
it does. Yeah. Yeah. Info.
Information.
But it's still Papa John's.
Yeah. Papa John's. Yeah. Better Green. And whether you
down the street just to get you. Train, a plane, a bus. And it's better ingredients than what? You know? It's all relative.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's January the 9th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Author Judith Krantz is 84 years old today. Dick Enberg, the sports announcer. Oh, my. He's 77 years old.
Touch them all.
There you go.
He needs to not dye his hair. Just grow old gracefully.
Yeah, that's true.
Too late.
That's true. He does tennis. I know that. Do they put him out on much else?
Well, he skips over to CBS, and they roll him out for the tournament.
Yeah.
He usually does some first-round games.
Oh, that's right. Indeed, he does. Yeah. Joan Baez.
Get somebody to drive him over. Yeah.
Joan Baez, the...
So he gets there on time.
The 60s folk singer, uh-huh, is 71 years old. Guitarist Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin turned 68 years old today.
Yeah.
And Crystal Gayle, she'd been here, hadn't she?
She has.
She'd been at the old library, is 61 years old today.
Been at the old library? Is that what you said?
That's what he said. I think you meant the Bushatorium.
Yeah, the Bush Library and Museum.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. She may have stopped by the library. You know,
she went to Evans. I mean, a little studying.
Yeah. Excuse me. The Bushatorium. Yeah. I should have called it by its correct name.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
By our official,
so we all know
our official christened name.
That's right. Dave Matthews' birthday is today, of the Dave Matthews Band. I'm a fan. He's 45 years old today, and AJ McLean of Backstreet Boys turns 34 years old. From one list, that's all I've got. And Kate Middleton. Oh, excuse me. Middleton is 30 years old. Mrs. Tom Cruise. I saw her.
No.
Oh, no,
Mrs.
no. I'm
Tom
sorry.
Cruise?
I'm sorry. I was thinking of the other Kate. Wow. Excuse me.
Get that man some coffee.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What, Tom Cruise?
The Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah, Tom Cruise's wife is named Kate. Isn't
Katie,
yeah. Kate Middleton would be married to the Prince of Wales.
You know what?
Yeah.
She's got more money with who she's married to than if she was married to Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And it's old money, too. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Would have been Richard Nixon's 99th, but that would have been today. That's all I got.
J.K. Simmons, he's an actor you see do a lot of different things.
He's in Closer.
Yeah.
Well, and he's doing those.
We Are Farmers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the farmers. Ads.
Yeah, he's 57 today. And mm-hmm. So there you go. And that's about.
And Kate Middleton's not married to Tom Cruise. I didn't know. It wasn't like an entertainment.
We're gonna go ahead and clear that up. Just in case we didn't have that. So how about being an enterprising neighbor?
We want to get it right because I know she's listening right now.
That's right. She is. Yeah. Could do that on the internet though. I mean, if she's downloaded RadioAguilay.com.
That's right. Can you imagine that? Could be listening to
Happy birthday,
right?
Duchess.
Yeah. Lee County, Florida deputies say a man in an RV park was stealing items from one neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
What?
it's Florida trailer park.
Yeah,
I mean, hey.
Grill.
We got a recipe for greatness.
Flamingos. Yeah, whatever you want. Stealing items from one neighbor, selling them to another.
Ooh.
Now, see?
I believe that's called fencing.
Yeah, that's a very enterprising individual there. Probably doesn't have to travel too far to go from your source to your end source. I mean, you've got your customer right there. Wonder if he stole on demand. Deputies arrested Christopher Dalton on Thursday. He lives in the RV park and is accused of stealing, what? Yarn?
Huh?
Knitting needles? And tools from an empty home next door and then selling those items for a few dollars to the other neighbors. Hmm. Another neighbor said that Dalton told him he was stealing and selling the items for beer money. That is a good story there. Finding beer money in the RV parks of Florida in 4 easy lessons. Be an online book you can sell right there. Well, anyhow, that's Lee County. Where is Lee County, Florida? Do we know? You know, if only there were a way.
They're still counting
votes. But you know what? We don't care.
Right.
Yeah, they're still counting.